Još jednom pozdrav svima i dobro jutro. Dobrodošli na još jednu službu i neka vas Gospod Isus sve blagoslovi. Prvo ćemo najaviti današnji dan koji će biti dosta ispunjen. Tako da posle ove službe ćemo imati omladinski skup u 2 sata, 2 popodne. Tako još jednom da napomenemo da su svi pozvani, dakle ne samo mladi nego i stariji, s tim što ćemo malo promijeniti redosled sjedenja, tako da će mladi ljudi sjediti napred, a oni koji su stariji nazad. Tako, dobrodošli ste u 2 sata na taj skup, na tu službu. Brat John će držati skup. Iza toga ćemo popodne imati službu krštenja. Znači, ta služba će biti u 4 sata i svi koji žele da prisustvuju krštenju trebali bi da se skupe tu kod auto gdje smo parkirali automobile jedno 15 minuta ranije. Pa možemo krenuti na službu krštenja, a isto tako u 6 sati popodne brat Aladin će biti ovdje i držat će prezentaciju Message Hub-a. Znači, to je jedan novi sistem za štampanje poruke koji će zaista omogućiti mnogim ljudima širom sveta da mnogo brže i jednostavnije dolaze do štampanih poruka brata Braha. Dakle, to će biti u 6 sati upravo pre večere i onda naravno imat će brat John večernju službu u 8 sati. Tako, to su te informacije, tako da će ovo zaista, ovo nam je praktično posljednji dan. Sutra ujutro je zadnja služba i popodne se već razilazimo, ali ovaj dan će zaista biti ispunjen i ja vjerujem da će svima nama ostati u jako lijepom sjećanju. Možemo ustati za trenutak, molit ćemo se. Nebeski Otče, Gospode Isuse, ovoga jutra ponovo si među nama po našoj veri i mi ti želimo zaista dobrodošlicu i na ovu službu ovoga jutra. Želimo ti dobrodošlicu na našu službu ovoga popodneva, na službu za mlade ljude, na sve ono što smo planirali u svojim srcima danas, neka to bude blagosloveno i neka tvoj sveti duh bude prisutan među nama. Oče nebeski, blagoslovi današnju službu i brata Uroša i njegovo propovedanje. Oče nebeski, ja verujem i znam da će ta služba biti blagoslov mnogima. Ja ti unaprijed zahvaljujem za ono što si pripremio za nas ovoga jutra. Oče nebeski, predajem se u tvoje ruke i na tvoju slavu, Isusovo ime. Hvala. Daljko iza.
Tako dok stojimo, možemo da pevamo, da proslavljamo Gospoda. Amen. Daj mi tu staru veru.
Daj mi tu staru veru.
daj mi ulje u laktu, amen. Daj mi ulja u laktu, da me zasebe. Daj mi ulja u laktu,
negdje u ovo vrijeme bili smo svi zajedno na ovom istom mjestu, ali neko je nedostajao, zar ne? Svi znate da sestra Stanka i brat Uroš nisu bili prošle godine sa nama, ali danas su ovdje. I brat Uroš će danas propovedati, ja molim da ga ohrabrimo jednim aplauzom. Verujte mi, posle sinoćne službe nije ni malo jednostavno doći za propovedaonicu i nastaviti u istom ritmu i verujem da će Bog blagosloviti našega brata. Ali prošle godine oni nisu bili ovdje. Imali su jedno iskušenje koje, pogotovo sestra Stanka, ne znam da li je tu, naravno tu je, neka ustane samo za trenutak da vidite, koje ne poznaje možda. Dakle, otac sestra Stanke je imao moždani udar. Upravo u vrijeme, Satana je se potrudio u vrijeme kampa kada smo trebali da budemo zajedno, to se desilo. Ali naravno da njegova reč ne može biti posljednja. Tako sestra Stanka ima malo tremu i ne može da da svjedočanstvo, baš, ali ja ću ispričati ukratko te detalje kako sam ih zapamtio. Znači, desio se taj moždani udar i kako to već ide, lekari su rekli da nema puno nade za njega. Dakle, kada je dobio moždani udar, da će otprilike ostati bez vida, pošto je izgubio vid, i da će polako treba da se navikava da živi na jedan takav način. I čak su je lekari rekli jednu stvar što se tiče tog moždanog živca koji je bio u zadnjem delu mozga ili tako nekako, rekli su ono što je mrtvo, zaista je mrtvo. Ali ni Uroš ni sestra Stanka nisu uzeli da je to konačna stvar i konačna presuda. Oni su verovali Bogu, oni su došli u njegovu bolesničku postelju, oni su mu svedočili, oni su mu doneli propovedi brata Brahama da sluša i možete zamisliti, čovjek koji nije imao vid, ležao je upravo u svojoj postelji, lekari su rekli da nikada više neće vidjeti, da treba da ga uče i da ga navikavaju da živi kao slep čovjek, da više nikada neće moći da vozi kola, da više nikada neće moći normalno da funkcioniše, ali oni su imali veru, oni su imali pouzdanje, oni su mu doneli propovedi, on je to slušao, njegovo srce je omekšalo i znate ono što su oni rekli, da je mrtvo, danas je živ. Amen. njegovim ranama mi smo izlečeni, zar ne? I ako ćemo verovati za naše bližnje, njegovim ranama i oni su izlečeni. Brate Mile, njegovim ranama i vi ste izlečeni. Vaše srčane nevolje su vas napustile, kada? Pred dve noći, kada ste bili ovdje u molitvenoj liniji. I nemojte to nikada zaboraviti. A sada ću javiti brata Thomasa Reja, zada ćete čuti jedno zaista veliko svjedočanstvo. Ja bih vas molio da saslušate to pažljivo, zato što je upravo, radi se o našem bratu propovedniku Gary Walkeru, ono što je Bog uradio za njega i njegovu porodicu. Brate Thomson.
Ko prevodi?
God bless you all. As I said,
you can take the mic if you
want. Okay, thank you, brother. As I said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Brother Branham said, I forget this. Go on.
Kaže, Izaja kaže, tko je vjerovao našem izvještaju i kome se ruka Božja otkrila.
The arm of the Lord is revealed. He said, the arm of the Lord is revealed to those who will believe the report. We have five children. Our youngest is our daughter Deborah. She's married to Brother Gary. Gary Walkers. They are very ardent believers of the message. They have a little church about an hour's drive from our house. About a half an hour from our own church. We have exchange meetings. So we have we love one another. On the 5th of November on the 5th of November
2007,
Gary was returning from North Auckland.
Gary se vraćao iz Aucklanda.
In the far north of New Zealand.
Šta je gore na sjeveru Novog Zelanda.
After having been preaching at a brother's church. In the car with him was his wife Deborah, our daughter, and their youngest daughter Hannah. It was a big four-wheel drive Toyota.
It was
a big four-wheel drive.
Bio je veliki automobil sa pogonom na četiri kotača.
They were about an hour and a half's drive from their home.
Bili su jedno sat i pol od svoje kuće udaljeni.
When a truck,
kad je kamion,
came around the corner,
došao iza ugla.
It had a trailer on it with it.
Imao je sa sobom prikolicu.
And both truck and trailer were loaded with timber.
I bio je nakrcan i kamion i prikolica. Sa balvanima.
Gary saw that the trailer was swinging out across the road.
Gary je vidio da kamion krivuda po cesti.
And he took immediate action.
I odmah je reagirao.
By turning the wheel to the left.
Skrenuo je na lijevo.
Turning the vehicle to the left.
Volanom u lijevo.
So that he took the impact.
Tako da je udarac bio u njega.
Of the load of timber
tih balvana
that came off the truck.
Koji su pali sa kamiona.
Gary and Deborah were badly hurt.
Gary i Deborah su teško ozlijeđeni.
Little Hannah was in the back seat.
Hannah je bila nazad na sjedalu.
She just had a little cut.
Samo se malo porezala.
And a seat belt burn.
Od pojasa.
Hannah's biggest fear lying there on the side of the road
najveći strah Hane kad je ležala u cestu
was that her mom and dad were dead.
Da su mama i tata mrtvi.
And lying there on the side of the road
i tamo kraj ceste dok su ležali
waiting for emergency
help, pomoć, hitne pomoći,
waiting for a helicopter to arrive.
Da dođe helikopter.
Gary died twice.
Gary je umro dva puta.
There was a medic there.
Bio je tamo doktor.
Came by ambulance.
Koji je došao sa hitnom pomoći.
And he wrote on his card.
I napisao je na izvještaj.
At certain times.
Vrijeme.
Gary Allen Walker.
Gary Allen Walker.
Deceased.
Je preminuo.
Twice he wrote that on his card.
To je napisao dva puta na svoj izvještaj.
Twice he revived him.
Dva puta ga je oživio.
Gary had 18 major fractures.
Gary imao 8 velikih prijeloma, 18 velikih prijeloma.
His face was so badly damaged.
Lice mu je bilo tako oštećeno.
That the neurosurgeon described his head
da je kirurg opisao njegovu glavu
like a plastic bag full of bones.
Kao plastična vrećica puna kostiju.
The gap that he had in his teeth here,
rupa koja je imao u zubu,
finished up here.
Na ovoj strani završila je na ovoj.
So the whole face was twisted.
Tako cijelo se lice izokrenulo.
He had severe brain damage.
Imao je teške ozljede mozga.
Our daughter phoned us from the hospital.
Naša nas je kćer nazvala iz bolnice.
She had damage to her shoulder, her right shoulder.
Ona je ozlijedila desno rame.
Which needed later a replacement.
Koje je kasnije morala zamijeniti.
So she has an artificial shoulder now.
Ona ima umjetno rame. Bespravno rame.
That's as far as she can lift her arm.
Ruku može podići samo.
And we'll probably, unless the Lord does something, with that artificial shoulder,
i ne daje pravo njezino.
That's how it'll be.
Samo će toliko i ostati.
We got the call and went to the hospital.
Kad su nas nazvali, otišli smo u bolnicu.
Which was a 3.5 hour drive from our home.
Što je bilo 3.5 sata od naše kuće vožnje.
We were allowed to go into intensive care to see Gary.
Pustili su nas da uđemo u intenzivnu njegu da vidimo Gary.
Only family could go there.
Samo je obitelj mogla ući unutra.
Under permission.
Sa dozvolom.
And when we walked into that room,
i kad smo ušli u tu sobu,
all I saw was a dead man.
Vidio sam samo mrtvog čovjeka.
Being pumped with an artificial machine.
Umjetne veštačke mašine održavaju na životu.
The neurosurgeon called us in.
Pozvao nas je kirurg.
And he said to us,
i rekao nam je,
if this man survives at all,
ako ovaj čovjek uopće preživi,
he will be badly, severely,
on će biti teško
impaired,
teškim
bolom, for the rest of his life,
cijeli svoj ostatak života.
He said, I can not give you any good report.
Ne mogu vam reći ništa dobro.
You will have to walk day by day.
Morat ćete dolaziti svaki dan provjeriti stanje.
I said, sir, we are Christians.
Ja sam rekao, gospodine, mi smo kršćani.
We know how to walk day by day.
I nećemo morati dolaziti dan za danom.
He looked at me.
Pogledao me.
Then he went away.
I onda je otišao.
We had a prayer meeting around Gary's bed.
Mi smo se imali molitveni sastanak oko kreveta Garya.
Gary was unconscious there for quite a long time.
On je bio u nesvijesti dosta vremena.
And Deborah would get the nurses to wheel her bed from her room to where Gary was.
I Deborah je htjela da medicinske sestre prenesu njezin krevet iz njezine sobe u sobu gdje je bio Gary.
And she'd get them to pump her bed up so it rose up to the level of his.
I htjela je da je podignu krevet na razinu da bude ravno s njegovim.
And she would put her head by his head.
I stavila je svoju glavu kraj njegove glave.
And she would sing Christian songs.
I pjevala mu je kršćanske pjesme.
In his ear.
Ženji.
We were all there one day.
I tamo smo bili jednog dana svi skupljeni.
Group of Christians gathered together in the waiting room.
Grupa kršćana se skupila u čekaonici.
And we had been praying when a report came.
Mi smo plakali kad je došao izvještaj.
That Gary was not going to live.
Da Gary neće preživjeti.
He was dying.
Da umire.
And we got together and we had this powerful prayer meeting.
Skupili smo se zajedno, imali smo snažni molitveni sastanak.
We had a report later that he died the third time.
I tamo je napisano u izvještaju da je umro treći put.
But Gary managed to hold in.
Ali Gary je uspio opstati.
His son Michael was a tremendous young man.
Njegov sin Mihaj je bio izuzetan mladi čovjek.
He would have been about 15 years of age at the time.
Tad je imao oko 15 godina.
And he was there at all times with the nurses.
I on je bio tamo cijelo vrijeme sa medicinskim sestrama.
Helping them with his father.
I pomagao im sa njegovim ocem.
And one day he came back and he said, "Dad squeezed my hand."
Kad se vratio, rekao je, tata je stisnuo moju ruku.
The doctor said it's only just reflex.
A doktor je rekao, to je samo reflex.
Don't take any notice, things are happening to body.
Kaže, to su stvari koje se događaju nekontrolirano u tijelu.
My wife went up there.
Moja žena otišla tamo.
And she whispered in his ear, holding his hand.
Ona je držala njegovu ruku.
It's Nana here, Gary. We're praying for you.
Kaže, tu smo, mama je tu i molimo se za tebe, Gary.
And she came back and said, he squeezed my hand.
Stisnuo mi je ruku.
Some days later he woke up.
Nekoliko dana poslije on se probudio.
Then he was shifted from intensive care to another part where it's, I don't know what they called it.
Prebacili su ga
sa
intenzivno u neku drugu jedinicu.
They put photos up.
I stavili su slike.
Christian photos.
Kršćanske slike.
Family photos.
Obiteljske slike.
Of his loved ones,
njegovih voljenih,
his church,
njegove crkve.
They were there for him to see when his eyes could open.
Da bude tamo da vidi kad mu se otvore oči.
But he was in such terrible pain.
Ali on je bio tako strašno boli.
And he told us,
i rekao nam je,
that it would be that he would be in such terrible pain,
kad bi morao biti u tako teškoj boli,
that he would see death taking a step towards him.
Da bi vidio kako smrt dolazi korak po korak po njega.
Then something would happen.
I onda se nešto dogodilo.
And death would take a step back.
I onda bi se smrt vratila korak nazad.
So in time there was a little progress.
I onda s vremenom je bio mali napredak.
But Gary is a very strong boy.
Ali Gary je jako jak.
He's strong mentally.
Mentalno.
He's
jak.
Strong physically.
Fizički je jak.
And even though they said his brain was just a mush.
Iako su rekli da mu je mozak smrskan.
We could not accept that.
Mi to nismo mogli prihvatiti.
And Gary was determined that he was going to walk again.
Gary je bio odlučan da će ponovno hodati.
He became determined that he was going to preach again.
Bio odlučan da će ponovno propovijedati.
And one day he took his first steps.
Jedan dan je napravio svoje prve korake.
Howling with pain.
Bojilo ga je.
But determined to do it.
Ali bio odlučan da će to napraviti.
And the nurses stood in the passageway.
I medicinska sestra.
The nurses stood in the
je stajala u hodniku, okay.
And they clapped their hands.
I pljeskale su.
That was the first miracle.
To je bilo prvo čudo.
Well, it wasn't really the first miracle.
Zapravo nije bilo prvo, ali
already had taken place.
Već je bilo neko.
So there was miracle upon miracle, and even the medical people were starting to. We don't talk about miracles, but this is a miracle.
Tako je išlo čudo za čudom. Čak su medicinski ljudi rekli, mi ne govorimo o čudima, ali ovo je čudo.
And eventually he could walk more than a few paces. He could walk the corridor.
Da, onda je s vremenom mogao hodati više od par koraka cijeli hodnik.
I said he was a strong man.
Rekao sam da je vrlo jak.
He was once West Australia's weightlifting champion.
Nekad je bio u Australiji prvak u dizanju utega.
They said to me one day in intensive care, where did he get that body from?
Rekli su mu kad je bio intenzivno, odakle mu takvo tijelo?
And being a strong man was what saw him through.
I to što je bio jak čovjek mu je pomoglo da prođe, preživi.
He was shifted to another hospital after a while for rehabilitation.
Nakon nekog vremena su ga poslali u drugu bolnicu na rehabilitaciju.
And he was working hard on his making progress.
On se jako trudio i da bi mu bilo sve bolje.
9 months later,
nakon 9 mjeseci,
Gary was allowed to go home.
Pustili su ga da ide kući.
9 months later, Gary said, I'm preaching my sermon this weekend.
Gary rekao, ja ovaj vikend propovjedam svoj.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was sitting in the room with him. I was sitting in his living room at his home. And Gary had a new program on a laptop computer. And he was explaining this program to me. And in the finish, I had to say to him, I'm sorry, Gary. I don't understand. I haven't had a brain injury.
Nisam imao ozljedu mozga.
He had so, he was so sharp.
On je bio toliko oštrog uma.
He's got a little loss of recent things, but he's sharp.
Na, malo je zaboravio neke.
He is still working on his walking.
Trudio se jako da bi unaprijedio svoj hod.
That's like that. But you know, Paul had one of those. So why worry about a little limp? And this, oh, sorry?
Ah, Paul je bio udaren s time i nije se brinuo.
And this October, Gary is, and Deborah,
Gary, Deborah,
Malcolm Wano from the church up north where he was the day that the accident happened.
Ja bio u crkvi gore na sjeveru gdje se dogodila ta nesreća.
Are going to preach
da bi ponovno propovjedao
in the Ukraine and Russia.
I onda išao u Ukrajinu i u Rusiju.
Can you believe that report? That's a miracle report. God bless you all. Brother Mia wants him to come out here too, but I'll give him the details.
Ako želiš, dođi, ja ću ti dati detalje.
God bless you all.
Neka Bog se nema razvoje.
Verujem da ste ohrabreni ovim svjedočanstvom kao i ja. Zapamtite, sve je moguće onome koji veruje. Sve je moguće onome koji veruje. Sve je moguće onome koji veruje. Kakve god da su vaše nevolje, fizički sa vašim tijelom nisu ovako teške bile. Ali zapamtite, sve je moguće onome koji veruje i sve je moguće vama koji verujete. Brate Paljko.
Ja bih zamolio da sam da ustavimo i da se molimo. I da zahvalimo Bogu što je sa mnom. Ja bih se poprosio brat Adama Sporsa. Pa i pišao sam od nas. A možu prije da ću moj se postipati. I pripravio.
Panie Jezu, dziękujemy Ci za to, że mamy przychodzić do Cały dzień Panie, za dzisiaj na punkcie,
Amen. Amen.
dan, amen. Kad spašeni. Kad spašeni u nebu, tam pevat ćemo još tu pesmu i onda ćemo slušati njegovu reč, amen. Možemo ustati, amen. Sve.
John was speaking about grace, grace.
John je govorio o milosti, milosti.
That's what I need today.
I to ono što ja trebam danas.
One grace is because I'm standing behind this pulpit.
Milost zato što stojim iza ove propovjedaonice.
And the second grace because I'm going to preach in English.
I druga milost je što propovjedati na engleskom.
So let us take our Bibles.
Uzmimo naše Biblije.
And we'll read a very familiar text from John 17th chapter.
Pročitat ćemo jako poznat citat pisma iz Ivana i Jovana 17.
We'll be reading from the first verse
od prvog stiha
and down to the third inclusive.
Uključujući sa trećim, do trećeg i trećeg.
Saint John 17.
Ivan 17.
The word says,
riječ kaže,
these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
To Isus kaza, podiže oči prema nebu te reče, Oče, došao je čas. Proslavi Sina svoga, da i Sin tvoj proslavi tebe.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Kao što si mu dao vlast nad svakim tijelom, dade život vječni svima koje si mu dao.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
A ovo je život vječni, spoznati tebe, jedino pravog Boga i onoga koga si poslao, Isusa Krista.
I'd like to ask you to bow our heads.
Molit ću vas da opognete glave.
Dear Heavenly Father,
dragi nebeski Oče,
thank you for this beautiful morning.
Hvala ti za ovo divno jutro.
Thank you for this beautiful gathering we have.
Za ovo divno skupljanje koje
thank
imamo.
You for this beautiful camp we have.
Za divni kamp koji imamo.
Thank you for all the blessings you have poured so far.
Hvala ti za sve blagoslove koje si do sad izlio.
But we believe that this is not all you have prepared for us.
Ali vjerujemo da ovo nije sve što si pripremio.
We believe there is an abundance of blessings.
Vjerujemo da postoji izobilje blagoslova.
Still waiting for us.
Ali još uvijek čekaju na nas.
So Father, we are coming to you this morning.
Tako Oče, dolazimo ti ovog jutra.
With humbleness.
I ponizili smo se.
With opened hearts.
S otvorenim srcima.
Father, you know what is laying down in our hearts.
Oče, ti znaš što leži duboko u našim srcima.
You know every need, you know every question we have.
Znaš svaku potrebu i svako pitanje koje imamo.
You know even the things we do not know we need.
Znaš čak i stvari koje mi ne znamo da trebamo.
And Father, we believe.
A Oče, mi vjerujemo.
We are confessing our faith.
Mi ispovjedamo našu vjeru,
that you will fulfill whatever we need
i da ćeš ispuniti što god mi trebamo,
to become more like you,
da bi postali više kao ti.
We ask you to bless your holy word.
Molimo te da blagosloviš.
We are inviting you to come and preach the word.
Pozivamo tebe da ti dođeš i propovijedaš riječ.
In your lovely name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
U tvojom dragom imenu, imenu Gospoda Isusa
Krista. Amen. Okay, you can sit down.
Thank
you. Amen. So, let me start with a little testimony. I was pondering for quite a few months now, you know, knowing that I would be asked to get behind this pulpit. So, you know, I was just wondering what might be the suitable thing to say, what would be the Lord's will to present to the people.
Duboko sam razmišljao o zadnjih nekoliko mjeseci, jer sam znao da ću biti pozvan za ovu propovjedaonicu i želio sam vidjeti što je to Božja volja da kažem ljudima.
And I had quite some notes.
Imam popriličan broj bilježaka.
And I was sitting there, you know, wherever around this audience.
I sjedio sam tu u slušateljstvu.
And the first sermon came.
I došla je prva služba.
Bang, there goes my note.
I ode moje bilješke.
Second sermon came.
Došla druga služba.
Bang, the other note goes.
Ode i druga bilješke.
So I had quite a restless night tonight.
Tako da noćas baš nisam spao.
Because I was really trying to find what's left for me to say. So I got up early in the morning and I went a couple of kilometers down the road, and I tell you, it was one of the most beautiful mornings I've experienced. And I'm the one that likes to get up early in the morning, so I enjoy many mornings.
A ja sam onaj koji voli ustati rano ujutro, tako da općenito uživam često u jutrima.
But that was one of the most beautiful mornings.
A ovo je bilo jedno od najljepših jutara.
There was a morning mist.
Bila je jutarnja magla.
And I was pondering, I said, you know, I'm here. I mean, I, you know, I just have, the only thing I have is my mouth.
I razmišljao sam, ja sam ovdje i imam, jedino što imam su moja usta.
And I just want to stand here and open the mouth and, you know, you just put out the words.
Ja jednostavno želim stati ovdje, otvoriti usta, ti izliji riječ.
And so I was pondering what, you know, which way to go.
Razmišljao sam kojim putem krenuti.
And at a certain point I turned around.
I na jednom mjestu sam se okrenuo.
And there was a sun rising up.
Izlazilo je sunce.
So I was thinking, you know, what a glorious day we are living in.
Razmišljao sam kako je to slavan dan u kojem mi živimo.
Because the angel of Revelation 10:1 has risen and has come to the angel of Revelation 10:7.
Ustao i došao angel iz Otkrivenja 10:7.
So that we could receive Revelation 10:8-11.
Tako da mi možemo primiti Otkrivenje 10:8-11.
To be fulfilled in our lives.
Da se ispuni u našim životima.
So I was thinking about, you know, how glorious time we had so far on this camp.
Razmišljao sam kako smo imali divno vrijeme do sada na kampu.
You know, I just love being around believers.
Ja jednostavno volim biti sa vjernicima.
It just, you know, takes the load of my heart.
Jednostavno skine teret sa mog srca.
I just enjoy, I get some special happiness and joy.
Jednostavno uživam i dobijem neku posebnu radost.
You know, and the thing is, I was thinking many times about it. Why is it so glorious to have such gatherings as we have?
I puno puta sam razmišljao zašto je to tako slavno imati ovakva zajedništva kakva mi imamo.
Why are we enjoying so much?
Zašto toliko uživamo?
And I tell you why.
I reći ću vam zašto.
Because we see the glory of God.
Zato što smo vidjeli slavu Božju.
We are enjoying the glory of God that is revealed in your life.
Mi uživamo u slavi Božjoj koja je otkrivena u vašim životima.
And when we get together.
I kad se skupimo zajedno.
And when I see that brother, you know, having a perfect brotherly kindness. I says, you know, if he got to that point, I can come to that point as well.
Ako on došao do te točke, onda mogu ja također.
When I see a sister with a godly patience.
Kad vidim sestru sa božanskom strpljivosti,
then I say, well, you know, God has abundance. So there's also a part for me.
Onda ja kažem, pa Bog ima izobilje i postoji jedan dio za mene.
So even if we just get together as believers.
Tako da čak i kad se skupimo kao vjernici, samo to.
That's building our faith.
Gradi našu vjeru.
That's even building our character.
Čak izgrađuje naš karakter.
Because we are looking at the glory of God.
Gledamo u slavu Božju.
Revealed in His bride.
Koja je otkrivena u njegovoj nevjesti.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's why these verses just came on my heart. I said, John 17, that's something, well, you know, that's appropriate.
Došle ove riječi iz Ivana 17 kao odgovarajuće.
So we'll go verse by verse till the end of the chapter.
I ići ćemo stih po stih do kraja glave.
And we'll just see how the Lord leads.
Vidjet ćemo kako će nas Gospod voditi.
Fourth verse it says, I have glorified thee on the earth.
Četvrti stih kaže, proslavio sam tebe na zemlji.
I have finished the work which thou gavest to do.
Završio sam djelo koje si mi dao da učinim.
And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
A sada, Oče, proslavi ti mene kod samog sebe, slavom koju ima dok kod tebe prije nego postade svijet.
That was one of the pictures that was, you know, just in front of us. That's something that God has shown us in the Bible, His character.
To je nešto što je Bog pokazao u Bibliji, svoj karakter, jedna od slika koju je pokazao.
And it's okay to say glory to Jesus, aleluja.
U redu je reći slava Isusu, aleluja.
But let's think always, who is that Jesus?
Ali razmislimo uvijek, tko je taj Isus?
And what's the character he has?
Koji je to karakter koji on ima?
Because everything that's written in this word,
je sve što je zapisano u ovoj riječi,
is for us to come in the image of this word.
Je da bi mi došli na sliku ove riječi.
So it's not just something, you know, to recite some kind of doctrine or saying.
To nije nešto sad bi sada raspravljali o nekoj doktrini ili nekom govorenju.
But it is as a mirror we are looking at.
Nego to je kao ogledalo u koje mi gledamo.
So that we might become the image we are looking at.
Da bi postali slika u koju gledamo.
So just watch carefully what Jesus is saying here.
Tako, pogledajte pažljivo što tu Isus govori.
I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world.
Ja sam objavio ime tvoje ljudima koje si mi dao iz svijeta.
Thine they were and thou gavest them me and they have kept thy word.
Tvoji su bili, meni si ih dao i držali su tvoju riječ.
Jesus was saying about the disciples, he was saying about the believers of that day.
Isus govori o učenicima, o vjernicima tog dana.
Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
Sad su spoznali da je sve od tebe što god si mi dao.
One of the characters of Jesus, of God showing that all the glory goes to God.
Jedna od karakteristika Isusa Boga pokazuje da sva slava ide Bogu.
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them.
Jer riječi koje si mi dao, dao sam njima i oni su ih primili.
And have known surely that I came out from thee, and that they have believed that thou didst send me.
I doista spoznali da sam od tebe izišao, te vjerovali da si me ti poslao.
I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Ja molim za njih, ne molim za svijet, već za one koje si mi dao, jer su oni tvoji.
And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Sve moje pripada tebi, sve tvoje pripada meni.
So Jesus,
ja se u njima proslavim.
So Jesus is glorified where?
Tako, gdje je to Isus proslavljen?
In you,
u vama.
In me.
Amen.
That's his glory.
To je njegova slava.
The wife is always the glory of the husband.
Žena je uvijek slava muža.
The husband is glorified in his wife.
I muž je proslavljen u svojoj ženi.
And we are his glory. We are his glory.
A mi smo njegova slava.
Amen.
And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
Ja više ne ostajem u svijetu, a oni ostaju u svijetu dok ja idem k tebi. Sveti Oče, čuvaj u svom imenu one koje si mi dao da budu jedno kao mi.
Now let me ask you one question.
Da postavim jedno pitanje.
What was going on in heaven while Jesus was praying this prayer?
Šta se to odvijalo u nebu dok se Isus molio ovu molitvu?
You know, it's this was not just a sinner, you know, praying a sinner's prayer or whatever.
Ovo nije bilo samo bila molitva za griješnike ili nešto tako.
But that was God manifested in flesh, praying this prayer.
Amen. To je bio Bog manifestiran u tijelu i on se moli tu molitvu.
And I, you know, I was serving the army. I was going through some education, so becoming a commanding officer. So I know quite a lot about the discipline.
Služio sam vojsci, išao sam kroz obuku da bi postao nekakav zapovjednik i znam dosta toga o disciplini.
And I could, you know, see the picture of how the angels were running around, you know, getting in lines, preparing to do what?
I mogu vidjeti sliku anđela kako idu okolo, kako se slažu i staju u red da bi napravili što?
To fulfill this word.
Da bi ispunili ovu riječ.
Because this is a commission.
Jer ovo je poslanje.
To the whole kingdom of heaven.
Cijelom nebeskom kraljestvu.
To manifest itself.
Da bi se manifestiralo.
So, Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
Sveti Oče, čuvaj u svom imenu one koje si mi dao da budu jedno kao mi.
So that's Jesus.
Tako, to je Isus.
And Father hears his prayers.
I Otac čuje njegove molitve.
So, you know, don't hesitate to believe.
Pa tako, ne možete se ustručavati, vjerovati.
This verse will be fulfilled.
Biće ispunjen.
We'll go another step on, but just let me give a little bit more time. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none, I repeat, none of them is lost.
Amen. Dok sam bio s njima, ja sam ih čuvao u tvom imenu koje si mi dao i sačuvao te nijedan, ponavljam, nijedan od njih ne propada.
So little bride.
Tako mala nevjesto. Amen.
None of us.
Nitko od nas.
None of us.
Nitko od nas
will be lost.
Neće biti izgubljen.
You know, Preaching the word,
znate, propovijedati riječ,
is like taking a sword,
je kao da uzmete mač,
or in modern days a machine gun,
ili u modernim jezikom rečeno mitraljez,
killing the demons,
i ubijati demone,
killing the demons,
ubijati demone.
You know, we live in this horrible world.
Mi živimo u ovom užasnom svijetu.
And when we get together on a meeting such as this one,
i kad se skupimo zajedno na ovakvim sastancima,
either you know it or not,
bilo da to vi znate ili ne,
but there is a bunch of demons following you.
Vas prate hrpa gomila demona.
You know, they are constantly trying to steal the joy of salvation.
I oni stalno pokušavaju ukrasti radost spasenja.
They are constantly setting a trap for you to fall in, to get you out of the will of God.
Yes. I stalno stavljaju zamke da bi vi pali i da bi izašli iz Božje volje.
And sometimes you get burdened and you don't even know why.
I ponekad dobijete teret, a ne znate ni zbog čega.
And then you get into a service such as this one.
I dođete na ovakvu službu.
And
i nestane.
Something happens.
Nešto se dogodi.
What happened?
Šta se dogodilo?
The preaching of the word,
propovjedanje riječi,
just threw that demon out.
Jednostavno izbacilo tog demona van.
So we must know that we are in a battle.
Tako moramo znati da smo na bitci.
We are as soldiers,
kao vojnici,
in the battle.
U bitci.
So I will share a little bit of experience with you about the army. Well, some of you already knew because you are from this place. I served almost half of a year of my army just about 50 kilometers from here, Pančevo.
Neki od vas znate, ja sam služio gotovo pola godine u vojsci u Pančevu, 50 km odavde.
And first of all, first half of a year I went through an officer school, so I became a commanding officer.
I prvu polovicu godine sam prošao kroz školu ili obuku za oficira.
And that was one of the most horrible barracks there were in Yugoslavian National Army.
I to je bilo jedno od najužasnijih vojarni, kasarni u Jugoslavenskoj armiji.
Training, drill.
Znači, obuka pa drill.
Drill.
Obuka.
I ate a lot of dust. I've gone through much of mud. I've been wet for many months with wet clothes on myself and whatever. And I was thinking, what am I doing here? And for years I was thinking, why did I have to go through that? And now I know. Because I have something to share about it. So you just bear with me. And from then on, I came to Pančevo and I had another month's course for a commanding officer for, let's say, special units, the diversants, whatever, SEALs, whatever you call it.
Nakon toga sam došao u Pančevo i imao sam mjesec dana obuku za zapovjednika specijalne jedinice.
And afterwards I served 5 months as a commanding officer.
I nakon toga sam 5 mjeseci bio zapovjednik.
And you know what? I was 18, 19 years old.
Imao sam 18, 19 godina.
And they were constantly harassing us with, you know, you have to have, you know, everything tied and, you know, the belt. Everything should be on its place, fixed properly, you know, without any mistake, without spot or wrinkle.
Kaže, konstantno su nas tjerali da sve mora biti na svom mjestu, pojas, odjeća, sve su na svom mjestu, bez mlje i bore.
And you know, you are 18 years old.
Znate,
you don't even want to serve the army because that was an obligation, that was not my free choice.
Znači, čak ne želiš služiti vojsku, to je bila obveza, nije moj bio izbor.
And you know, I was thinking, why are we doing this?
I mean, pitao sam se, a zašto to radimo?
And then afterwards we started to go to some trainings, etc., you know, on the field.
Poslije smo išli na neke obuke, na vježbanje na polje.
And the last thing we got after half of a year of service,
I posljednja stvar do koje smo došli nakon pola godine služenja,
we went to a march.
Išli smo u marš.
55 kilometers.
55 kilometara.
Roughly about 15 to 20 kilograms of weight.
Nosili smo oko 15 do 20 kilograma opreme tereta.
Not in a dream, I can do it today.
Ni u snu to danas ne mogu napraviti.
But we did it.
Ali tada smo uspjeli.
Every one of us.
Svako od nas.
So, you know, what's it for? Why am I speaking about it on a service such as like that?
Govorim na ovakvoj službi o tome, koja je svrha toga?
Because we as Christians find out that we eat a lot of dust.
Jer mi kao kršćani smo uvidjeli da pojedemo puno prašine.
Go through a lot of mud.
Prođemo kroz mnogo blata.
Take a lot of drill and training.
Prođemo mnogo uvježbavanja i učenja.
So that we can stand in battle.
Tako da možemo zdržati bitku.
So that we can be prepared for the demons, for their attack, for their trap.
Tako da budemo pripremni prije nego što demoni napadnu i postave zamke.
And that's what about Jesus was praying here for our Father to keep us. So our Father had a plan how to prepare us to be kept behind the word, behind this protection.
I to je jedna stvar za koju se Isus ovdje molio za našeg oca, da nas čuva. I on je imao način da nas pripremi, da nas čuva i za riječ i za zaštite.
So we are going out, let's say, afterwards for a mission.
I poslije smo, na primjer, išli u nekakvu misiju.
And, you know, I had just a young army, just they just got in.
I, kako znate, došli su mladi vojnici.
And so, you know, everything was rattling and booming and everything. So, you know, you can imagine special forces, you know, and everything is, you know, you can hear them 1 kilometer from you. So.
Ja, tako oni su bili dosta nestašni, i, a to je specijalna jedinica, čak ste ih mogli čuti kilometar od vas.
And this one was running in this direction, that one in that direction.
Jedan je išao u ovom smjeru, jedan je trčao u drugom smjeru.
The third one forgot something in the barracks.
Treće zaboravio nešto u baraki.
And of course, you know, the mission failed.
I naravno, misija je propala.
And then we got some more training.
Onda smo imali još malo više obuke.
And we taught them, you know, you have to have a tight clothes, you know. I mean, not tight as a tight, but you have tied up.
Da, onda smo ih učili, pa morate imati svu odjeću na mjestu.
You know, and the belt is wearing in such a way.
I pojas morate nositi na taj način.
And you have some bags, you know, that have to be worn such a way.
Imate neke vreće koje moraju biti nošene tako.
And the things inside should be put just in a proper order.
A stvari u njima moraju biti poslagane na pravi način.
And you know, these young men, you know, looked at me, you know, why are you bothering us? You know, what's it for?
I ti su mladi ljudi gledali mene i rekli, zašto nas mučiš, čemu je to, koja svrha toga?
And I just said, you know, you just obey and you'll see.
I rekao sam, samo slušajte, vidjet ćete.
And after a few months of training,
i nakon nekoliko mjeseci vježbanja,
we really had a great exercise involving a couple of thousands of people.
Imali smo veliku vježbu koja je uključila nekoliko tisuća ljudi.
And we were just a small team of about 30 people.
A ima, mi smo bili samo mali tim od 30 ljudi.
And we had to make some ambushes, things like that, destroy probably roughly around 1,000 people. Morali smo imati akciju koja bi uništila.
Da, kao, morali smo imati akciju koja bi u toj vježbi uništili oko 30 ljudi.
Da, tisuću ljudi. Da,
30 tisuća ljudi.
Hiljadu ljudi. Okay. To make a long story short and to just to get to the point.
Tako da skratim dugu priču da dođem do onoga što hoću reći.
When we got there,
kad smo došli tamo,
everyone knew his position.
Svatko je znao svoju poziciju.
We came in,
ušli smo,
we came out,
izašli,
we were successful,
i bili uspješni,
and we came out even in a way,
izašli smo na način,
that the enemy's first shot was being shot,
da je prvi pucanj neprijatelja bio ispaljen,
when we were roughly about kilometer away.
Kad smo bili jedno kilometar već odmakli.
And then they came to me.
I onda su mi došli.
And then they said, now we know why this drill and training was for. Now we know why all the things should be set in proper order. Because when you are in a battle, you are not, you know, thinking, oh, where did I put this thing? You just automatically take your arm and do the thing. So that's the demon war.
Tako to je demonski rat.
It's the same thing.
To je ista stvar.
When we got in a trap of a devil,
kad upadnemo u zamku đava,
there's a verse.
Postoji stih.
It is written.
Pisano je.
It is written.
Pisano je.
It is written.
Pisano je.
And if that verse is not in the pocket, we know where it should be.
Ako taj stih nije u džepu gdje znamo da bi trebao biti,
then we fail.
Onda ne uspijemo.
Then we fail.
Onda promašimo.
So what I would like to encourage you this morning,
a htio bih vas ohrabriti ovog jutra,
is to know that we are not playing church.
Tako da vidite da se mi ne igramo crkve.
We are in a battle.
Mi smo u bici.
In a battle that is leading us to a final goal.
Bici koja nas vodi do konačnog cilja.
Rapture.
Uznesenja.
Rapture.
Uznesenja.
That's what we are all looking for.
I to ono što svi mi očekujemo.
And one other thing is the motivation. Just a few sentences about motivation.
Još nekoliko rečenica o motivaciji.
I found out that at the beginning, you know, people were not motivated really very much.
U početku ljudi nisu bili baš puno motivirani.
They were just fulfilling the orders.
Samo su ispunjavali naredbe.
And then later on I found out that they are actually more enthused about everything.
I s vremenom sam vidio da su oni sve više uživljeni to, sve više volje imaju.
So I was wondering, what is this all going on?
I pitao sam se, pa zašto to?
And I found out.
I vidio.
They were learning their positions.
Da su učili svoje pozicije.
They learned which position they should be in.
Naučili su u kojoj bi poziciji oni trebali biti.
They learned how which things they should know to fulfill that position.
I naučili su što je to što oni trebaju znati da bi ispunili tu poziciju.
And they learned how to play in a team.
I naučili su kako raditi u timu.
They learned how to support his brother in arms.
Kako podupreti svog brata.
They knew that you are there for him and that he is there for you.
Znali su, ti si tu za mene i ja sam tu za tebe.
And you know one thing.
Znate jednu stvar?
For me as a commanding officer, I did not have only one goal.
Ja kao zapovjednik nisam imao samo jedan cilj.
To blow up that factory or whatever.
Da raznesemo tu tvornicu ili što god da je to bilo.
But to pull out the whole team.
Nego da izvučem cijeli tim.
To pull out the whole team.
Da izvučem van cijeli tim.
Without injuries.
Bez ozljeda.
So brothers, sisters, we are not alone in this.
Tako, braćo i sestre, nismo sami u ovome.
We are fighting a battle.
Mi vodimo bitku.
And we need each and every member of this team.
I trebamo svakog pojedinog člana ovog tima.
And each and every member of this team has to know his position or her position.
Svaki pojedini član ovog tima mora znati svoju ili njegovu poziciju.
And every and each member of this team has to know how to handle his weapons.
Svaki pojedini član tima mora znati kako rukovati svojim oružjem.
Because, you know, one has a machine gun, you know, he has a strong weapon.
Onaj koji ima mitraljez ima jako oružje.
The other one had the bazooka.
Drugi ima bazooku.
You know, there are also the ones that have only the small pistols.
Postoje neki koji ima samo male pištolje.
And by the way, brother Ray, these are usually the commanding officers with the small guns.
Najčešće sa malim pištoljima su zapovjednici.
So anyhow, we have to know our position.
Tako moramo znati našu poziciju.
Not just for our sake.
Ne samo radi sebe,
but also for the sake of our brother and for the sake of our sister.
Nego i za našeg brata i za našu sestru.
You know, probably we haven't missed that it is written in the word.
Vjerojatno nam nije promaklo da riječ piše.
that we are one body.
Da smo mi jedno tijelo.
And each joint supplieth.
I svaka veza je povezana.
So that means that each and every member of this body,
to znači da svaki pojedini član ovog tijela,
has his or her role.
Ima svoju ulogu.
You know, and that's just not just something, you know, we figure out, okay, perhaps I should do this or perhaps I should do that.
To nije nešto što mi možda se sjetimo, pa možda bi ja trebao raditi ovo ili ono.
Remember our heavenly father.
Znajte, naš nebeski otac.
Our papa.
Naš tata.
Had us in the back of his mind before the foundation of the world.
Imao nas je u pozadini svog uma prije.
And he knew each and every one of us.
Znao svakog pojedinog od nas.
And he knew each and everyone's position.
Znao je poziciju svakog pojedinog od nas.
And he put us there intentionally.
I tu nas je stavio sa svrhom.
God is not a God of confusion.
Bog nije Bog zbrke.
You know, he definitely know this believer will go to that group and he will be a pillar in that group.
Now, ovaj će vjernik ići u tu grupu i tamo će biti stup.
Everybody, everyone would be able to see that brotherly love in that believer.
Svatko će moći vidjeti tu bratsku ljubav u tom vjerniku.
And the whole group will grow because of that.
Zbog toga će rasti cijela grupa.
That sister with a godly patience.
Ta sestra sa božanskom strpljivosti.
Is there for a purpose.
Tamo sa svrhom.
Because we need her to be there.
Mi je trebamo da ona
to
bude
grow tamo. More and more into the image of the Lord.
Da bi sve više išli na sliku Božju.
So, you know, you're not just sitting here and being a poor, small or whatever kind of member.
Tako vi niste ovdje da ste neki mali, jadni član.
You are one of these joints.
Vi ste jedna od tih veza.
That supplieth.
Koja podupire, povezuje.
The body of Christ.
Tijelo Kristovo.
Let's go on a little bit with reading.
Čitajmo malo dalje.
Amen. While I was with them, that's the 12th verse. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
Dok sam bio s njima, ja sam ih čuvao u tvom imenu koje si mi dao i sačuvao ih. Da nijedan od njih ne propade osim sina propasti da se ispuni pismo.
And now I came I to thee, and these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Ali sada ja idem k tebi i ovo govorim dok sam u svijetu da oni imaju u sebi radost koju ja posjedujem u svojoj punini.
Friends, if we do not have joy in ourselves,
yes. Prijatelji, ako nemamo u sebi radost,
there is a scripture for us.
Ima citat pisma za nas.
John 17:13.
Ivan 17:13.
Just write it down.
Zapišite ga.
If you don't have a joy,
ako nemate radost,
this is the verse.
Ovaj stih.
Because Jesus prayed.
Jer Isus se molio.
It shall be fulfilled.
I to će biti ispunjeno.
It shall be fulfilled.
To će biti ispunjeno.
Amen.
I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Ja sam im predao riječ tvoju i svijet ih zamazi, jer više ne pripadaju svijetu kao što ni ja ne pripadam svijetu.
Can I take a little liberty today?
Mogu uzeti malo slobode danas?
I'll just paraphrase this verse a little bit.
Malo ću parafrazirati.
But you watch so that I won't, you know, lead you somewhere astray.
Pazite da se ovedem negdje na stranu.
So I'll read it in such a way.
Pročitat ću to na ovakav način.
Jesus has given us.
Isus nam je dao.
Jesus has given us.
Isus je nama dao.
Thy word. And the world has hated us. Now the important part. Because we are not of the world. Of the world, sorry. Even as Jesus was not of the world. Let me paraphrase it just slightly more. The second part of this word says, because I am not of the world.
Jer ja nisam od svijeta.
even as Jesus was not of the world.
Kao što ni Isus nije bio od svijeta.
Come on. Do you see your name in this verse?
Vidite li svoje ime u ovom stihu?
Come on. God has given you faith.
Bog vam je dao vjeru.
To take the word and apply it in your own life.
I told you,
it's not worth it if I cannot apply it in my life.
To ne vrijedi ako ja to ne mogu primijeniti u svom životu.
So the only thing I need is faith.
Tako jedino što trebam je vjera.
And you know, faith is a gift of God.
I znate, vjera je dar od Boga.
I don't have to do anything to get faith.
Ne moram napraviti ništa da bi
He has given
vjeru.
It to me.
On mi je dao.
So I just have to exercise this faith a little bit.
Nego ja samo trebam malo uvježbati tu vjeru.
And read these lines properly.
I ispravno čitati ove retke.
Okay, verse 15.
15.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Ne molim te da ih digneš sa svijeta, već da ih očuvaš od zloga.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Oni ne pripadaju svijetu kao što ni ja ne pripadam svijetu.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Posveti ih istinom tvojom.
Thy word is truth.
Tvoja riječ je istina.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
Kao što ti mene poslao u svijet, i ja njih poslao u svijet.
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Ja samog sebe posvećujem za njih, da i oni budu posvećeni kroz istinu.
Okay, let's paraphrase this 19th verse again.
Ajmo sad ponovno parafrazirati ovog 19. stih.
And for my sake,
za mene,
Jesus sanctified himself,
je Isus posvetio sebe,
that I might also be sanctified through the truth.
Da ja također mogu biti posvećen kroz istinu.
Okay. If you don't believe, you just come up here, there's my name written in here.
Ako ne vjerujete, dođite pogledati, ovdje je zapisano moje ime.
You can come after the service and check it out.
Možete nakon službe doći i provjeriti.
Verse 20.
20. stih.
Now, okay. So, up till this point, Jesus was actually praying. Of course, this prayer was for us, but you know, he was praying in present tense. So you know, it was actually going for the disciples of his day.
Znači, do ove točke Isus se moli, ali on se moli u sadašnjem vremenu, pa se na neki način odnosi na učenike tog vremena.
But now, from the 20th verse on,
ali od 20. stiha nadalje.
It is definite that Jesus is talking about some other group of people.
Jasno je i sigurno da Isus govori o nekoj drugoj skupini ljudi.
Now let's find out which group he's talking about.
Ajmo sada vidjeti o kojoj to skupini i grupi govori.
It says, neither pray are for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Ne molim samo za njih, nego i za one koji će po njihovoj riječi vjerovati u me.
So who are they?
Tako, ko su to ti?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you believing on him through their word?
Da li vi vjerujete u njega kroz njihovu riječ?
We were reading Matthew, Mark, John, Luke, Paul.
Čitamo Mateja, Marka, Luku, Ivana, Pavla.
That's their word.
To je njihova riječ.
So if we are believing in their word, I mean, if we are taking their word, believing,
ako uzimamo njihovu riječ s vjerom,
well then we are those the group he's talking about.
Onda smo mi ta grupa o kojoj on govori.
21.
21.
That they all might be one.
Amen. Da svi oni budu jedno.
We were talking about team.
Govorili smo o timu.
We were talking about one body.
O jednom tijelu.
As thou Father art in me,
kao što si ti oče u meni,
and I in thee,
i ja u tebi,
that they also may be one in us.
Da oni također mogu biti jedno u nama.
Come on.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay, shout a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
God is saying that we are one with him.
Bog kaže da smo mi jedno s njim.
In him.
U njemu.
Now, Why am I stressing this? Because, you know, somebody might say, oh, Brother Uroš, we've read these verses, I mean, millions of times.
Zašto ovo naglašavam? Neko može reći, pa, Brother Uroš, to smo pročitali milion puta.
But what I'm saying is,
ali hoću reći,
do we really understand these words?
Da li zaista razumijemo ove stihove?
Do we really understand the depth of these words?
Da li zaista razumijemo dubinu ovih stihova?
What I'm talking about?
O čemu to govorim?
Do I see in my daily life that I am one in God?
Da li ja u svom svakodnevnom životu vidim da sam ja jedno s Bogom?
Do I have the faith and courage to take all the promises and apply them in my daily life?
Da li imam vjeru i hrabrost da uzmem sva obećanja i primjenim ih u svom svakodnevnom životu?
For start, if I'm sick, do I believe that I'm healed in his stripes?
Na primjer, ako sam bolestan, da li vjerujem da sam iscijeljen njegovim ranama?
Come on, healing. Healing was for the bride.
Iscijeljenje je za nevjestu.
Come on. Do we believe that we can have peace? Okay, somebody is struggling with things, lacking peace in his life.
Ako nekome fali mir u njegovom životu, da li vjerujemo da možemo imati mir?
Do we believe that our God is God of peace?
Da li vjerujemo da je naš Bog Bog mira?
Then if I am in him,
pa ako sam ja u njemu,
then I am in peace.
Onda sam u miru.
So that's why I'm saying, do we really understand the depth of this word?
Zato kažem, da li zaista razumijemo dubinu ove riječi?
If I am in Christ Jesus,
ako sam u Kristu Isusu,
then I possess everything he possesses.
Onda imam sve što on ima.
I have benefits of everything he has benefits of.
Korist od svega od čega on ima korist.
Let's just jump for a second
to a
20th chapter.
20. Glavu.
If you don't believe me what I just said, the Bible will tell you so.
Ako ne vjerujete ono što sam rekao, Biblija će reći.
So it's Saint John 20 and we'll read the 30th and 31st verse.
Znači, Ivan 20, 30 i 31.
And many other signs truly did these Jesus in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book.
Mnoga je druga čudesa učinio Isus pred svojim učenicima, ona nisu opisana u ovoj knjizi.
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
A ova su opisana da trajno vjerujete da je Isus Mesija, Sin Boži.
And that believing ye might have the life through his name.
Te da vjerujući možete imati život kroz njegovo ime.
Amen.
What kind of life was he talking about?
O kakvom je životu on to govorio?
His own life.
Svom vlastitom životu.
That's why God died at Calvary.
Zato je Bog umro na Golgoti.
That's why blood came out of him.
Zato je krv izašla iz njega.
Because that blood held his life.
Jer je ta krv imala njegov život.
His own life.
Njegov vlastiti život.
That came upon us.
Koji je došao na nas.
So that we have his own life now.
Tako da mi imamo njegov vlastiti život sada.
And if his own life is on us and in us.
Na nama i u nama.
Then we are Jesus.
Onda smo mi Isus.
Then we have all that pertains to Jesus.
Onda imamo sve što pripada Isusu.
You know, it's a perversion of this day of this world when the young couple gets married and the wife doesn't want to take her husband's name.
Znate, to je izopačenost ovog doba, ovog vremena kad se mladi par vjenča i nevjesta ne želi uzeti ime svoga ženika.
People are in total confusion.
Ljudi su potpuno konfuzni.
Because not only that, even something further happens.
Se ne dogodi samo to, nego nešto još i dalje.
Now husbands take wives' names.
Sada muževi uzimaju imena žena.
Totally twisted.
Potpuno izokrenuto.
So we are the wife of the Lamb.
Dakle, mi smo janjetova žena.
And we are one with him.
I jedno smo s njim.
And whatever he has,
i sve što on ima,
we have.
Mi imamo.
Okay, let's go on. And the glory, 22, so it's John 17, 22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one.
Ivan 17:22. Ja sam im predao slavu koju si ti meni dao da budu jedno kao što smo mi jedno.
Okay, let's paraphrase again.
Ponovno parafraziramo.
And the glory which thou gavest Jesus,
slavu koju si dao Isusu,
he has given to me,
on je dao meni,
that we could be one,
da mi možemo biti jedno,
even as they were one,
kao što su oni jedno.
Amen. 23. In them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Da postanu potpuno jedno, da svijet upozna da si me ti poslao i da si njih ljubio kao što si mene ljubio.
Again, Jesus in me,
ponovno Isus u meni,
and thou in Jesus,
i vi u Isusu,
that I may be made perfect in one,
da bi ja mogao postati savršen u jednom,
and that the world may know that you have sent Jesus,
i da bi svijet znao da si ti poslao Isusa,
and has loved me,
i volio mene,
as you loved Jesus,
kao što si volio Isusa.
Come on.
Amen.
There's our name written all over this page.
Naše ime je ispisano po cijeloj ovoj stranici.
Just take it.
Samo ga uzmite.
It's for you.
To je za tebe.
And why we are reading out loud this verse?
I dok ste čitali na glas ove stihove.
Why are we reading this?
Zašto mi to čitamo?
Because I think that some of you probably didn't get the depth of these verses.
Možda nije uhvatilo dubinu ovih stihova.
Come on, take what's yours.
Uzmite ono što je vaše.
That's your inheritance.
To je vaša baština.
That's something that God freely gave us.
Nešto što vam je Bog besplatno dao.
You just have to take it.
Samo morate uzeti.
You remember the old story about the soldier in the American Civil War that deserted the fields?
Znate priču kad je u građanskom ratu američkom vojnik pobjegao.
I believe we are all acquainted with it.
Mislim da su svi upoznati s tim.
The soldier was deserted and they caught him and they sentenced him to death.
Vojnik je dezertirao, uhvatili su ga, osudili na smrt.
But he was a good boy. He just got afraid. You know,
dobar dečko, ali se jednostavno prepao.
You know, it happens. It's war. It's a horrible thing. War is always a horrible thing.
Znate, dogodi se. To je rat. Rat je uvijek užasna stvar.
And he might be raised in a very good family. He might be faithful to his parents, and probably he was even married, having a lovely wife and a child.
Da, možda je bio odgojen u dobroj obitelji, bio dobar prema svojim roditeljima, možda je bio oženjen i imao dobru ženu.
But he just got afraid and ran off the war zone.
Ali se jednostavno prepao i pobjegao.
So they sentenced him to death.
Pa su ga sudili na smrt.
But he had very good friends.
Ali imao je dobre prijatelje.
So they made application, and that application has gone out to the first man in the administration, to the president, Mr. Abraham Lincoln.
Da. I napisali su molbu i ona otišla skroz do prvog čovjeka Amerike, Abrahama Lincolna.
And we know Brother Branham said that Abraham Lincoln was really a godly man.
Znamo za Lincolna da Branham kaže da je bio pobožan čovjek.
So, he was compassionate towards this boy.
Tako on se sažalio nad tim čovjekom, mladićem.
And he showed him mercy.
I pokazao mu milost.
Now let's just stop for a moment at this word mercy.
Stavimo na trenutak na tu, zaustavimo se na riječi milost.
Do you know what mercy means?
Znate li šta znači milost?
We all know what pardon means.
Mi svi znamo što znači oproštenje.
We are pardoned.
Nama je oprošteno.
Which means that, you know, God is not looking at our mistakes and sins. They are just washed away, forgiven.
Što znači da Bog više ne gleda na naše greške i grijehe.
But is there... But is that all that God has shown towards us?
A je li to sve što nam je Bog pokazao?
He has given us mercy.
Dao nam je milost.
And what that, does that mean?
A što to znači?
He's not only forgiven us our sins.
Nije nam samo oprostio naše grijehe.
He has built the broken bridge for us to come back home.
Nego je izgradio taj srušeni most za nas da se vratimo kući.
And that's mercy.
I to je milost.
Amen.
And let me, you know, just say something to all of us.
I dopustite da kažem svima nama nešto.
If we are taking a close look to our lives,
ako pažljivo pogledamo svoj život,
I believe every one of us can say yes, of course, you know, if a brother makes a mistake, you know, if he sins against me, of course, I forgive him every time.
Vjerujem da bi svi rekli, pa dobro, ako brat pogreši prema meni, ja mu oprostim svaki put.
70 times 7 a day.
70 puta 7 na dan.
But another question.
Ali drugo pitanje.
Because, you know, we ought to be in an image of our Heavenly Father.
Jer bi trebalo biti na sliku, naravno, svog Oca nebeskog.
So our Heavenly Father is not only forgetful, I mean, he doesn't give us only forgiveness.
Naš nebeski Otac nama ne da samo oproštenje.
But he shows us also mercy.
Nego nam također pokaže milost.
So if we are in the image of our Father,
pa ako smo na sliku svoga Oca,
our Papa,
svoga tate,
then we should be merciful to one another.
Onda bi trebali biti milostivi jedni drugima.
And you know what that means?
A znate što to znači?
When a brother sins against us,
kad brat pogriješi protiv nas,
and we forgive him,
i mi mu oprostimo,
we show him mercy.
Mi mu pokažemo milost.
We build a bridge.
Napravimo, izgradimo most.
So that our broken relationship could be reestablished.
Tako da taj naš slomljen odnos se može ponovno uspostaviti.
Amen. If we are in the image of our Lord, our God, our Papa, our husband.
Ako smo na sliku našeg Gospoda, našeg Oca, našeg Tate.
Amen. Then we have to be merciful one to another.
Onda moramo biti milostivi jedni prema drugima.
We have to make bridges.
Moramo graditi mostove.
We have to build relationships.
Moramo izgrađivati veze.
Even if we were hurt,
čak i ako smo bili povređeni,
even if this was a terrible thing,
iako je to bila neka strašna stvar,
but if that was a true repentance,
ali ako je bilo pravo pokajanje,
and true forgiveness on the other side,
a s druge strane pravo oproštenje,
then we have to build a bridge,
onda moramo izgraditi most,
to re-establish that broken partnership,
da bi ponovno izgradili to slomljeno partnerstvo.
Because I simply cannot imagine how would it be on the other side, you know, if Jonathan hurts me and okay, I forgive him, you know, but okay, don't want to have anything with him.
Ja ne mogu zamisliti kako bi bilo s druge strane ako bi me Jonathan povrijedio i ja kažem oprosti ću mu, ali ne želim ništa s njim.
Come on.
Amen.
What it would be?
Kako bi to bilo?
That's not heaven for me.
Amen. To za mene nije nebo.
Amen. Amen. So let's go on. That's mercy.
Ajmo dalje. Znači, to je bila milost.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I didn't finish the Abraham Lincoln's story.
Nisam završio priču o Abraham Lincoln.
So what happened next was that he gave him pardon. He signed the paper, put a president's seal on it, and gave it to these boys, these friends of this young boy.
Nakon toga se dogodilo da mu je on dao oproštenje, napisao je odluku, potpisao je, dao tim mladićima da odnesu tom mladiću.
And when they brought him this document,
i kad su mu donijeli taj dokument,
he wouldn't believe it.
On nije htio vjerovati to.
And he did not receive it.
I nije ga htio primiti.
The next day he was shot to death.
I sljedeći dan je streljan.
And the high court made a decision.
Vrhovni sud je donio odluku
that a pardon is not a pardon if it's not received as a pardon.
Da oproštenje nije oproštenje ako se ne primi kao oproštenje.
How can we apply this story to our today's reading?
Kako možemo primijeniti tu priču na ono što smo danas pročitali?
We cannot receive all these blessings that are written on this page we read today.
Ne možemo primiti sve ove blagoslove koje su napisane na ovim stranicama, da.
Ako mi, if we do not take as they are meant for us.
Ako ih ne uzmemo kao da to znači da se odnese na nas.
So that's why we are paraphrasing this scripture today.
I zato smo parafrazirali ove citate pisma danas.
Because we would like to see your name written in it.
Jer bi željeli vidjeti vaše ime zapisano ovdje.
Or I will correct myself. Your name is already written in it, but we would like to see that you see that your name is written in these lines.
Htio bi se ispraviti. Vaše ime je već zapisano ovdje. Samo bi željeli da vi vidite svoje ime zapisano.
For 24th verse.
24. Stih.
Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest them before the foundation of the world.
Thou lovest them.
No.
Oče, htio bih da oni koji si mi dao budu gdje sam ja, zajedno sa mnom. Da promatraju slavu koju si mi dao, jesi ih ljubio prije postanka svijeta. Jesi njih ljubio prije postanka svijeta.
Okay, so read it again. Father,
Oče,
Jesus wants and wills that I also,
Isus hoće da ja također,
which he has given me to you,
koje je on meni dao,
so that I might be where Jesus is,
koje on dao tebi da ja mogu biti gdje je Isus,
that even I may behold the glory,
da ja mogu promatrati slavu,
which the Father has given Jesus,
koju je Otac dao Isusu.
For Father loves Jesus before the foundation of the world.
Jer je Otac volio Isusa prije postanka svijeta.
25. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and this have known that thou hast sent me.
Oče pravedni, svijet te nije upoznao, a ja sam te upoznao i ovi koje si mi ti, i ove koje si mi ti poslao.
And I have declared unto them thy name.
Objavio sam im tvoje ime.
And will declare it that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them.
I u buduće ću ga objaviti da u njima trajno bude ljubav kojom si mene ljubio i ja u njima.
Friends, these are really precious words.
Prijatelji, ovo su vrlo dragocene riječi.
And just don't take it lightly.
Nemojte to uzeti olako.
Because it's really, your name is written all over this page.
Vaše ime zaista zapisano po cijeloj ovoj stranici.
And Jesus, our husband, was praying this prayer.
Isus, naš muž, je molio ovu molitvu.
So the only thing is to wait for its fulfillment, full fulfillment.
Samo trebamo čekati na potpuno ispunjenje toga.
If you do not have this testimony today in your life,
ako nemate ovo svjedočanstvo danas u svom životu,
you search it throughout the scripture.
Istražite kroz pismo.
Read this letter once again.
Počitajte ponovno ovo još jedan put.
Read this once again.
Počitajte to još jednom.
Because you know we are not here just by a coincidence.
Jer ovdje nismo samo slučajno.
We are here because our heavenly Father brought us here.
Ovdje smo jer nas je naš nebeski Otac doveo ovdje.
And if you have just at least just a small amount of crying out to the Lord,
i ako imate samo mali količinu toga da zazivate Bogu,
then that's something that Lord has given. He has given that into your heart.
Onda je to nešto što je Gospod, on je to dao u vaše srce.
So just respond to the word.
Tako odgovorite na riječ.
Respond to the word.
Odgovorite na riječ.
Don't wait for your neighbor because he is taking care for himself.
Nemojte čekati na svog susjeda jer se on brine sam za sebe.
What I mean, everyone has to find his own or her own position.
Svatko mora naći svoju vlastitu poziciju.
Everyone has to stand on the word.
Svatko mora stajati na riječi.
Recognize that it's meant for him or her.
I prepoznati da se to odnosi na njega ili nju.
Yes, we are brothers and sisters.
Da,
we are fighting for each other.
Jesmo braća i sestre smo, ali i borimo se jedni za druge.
We are upholding each other in prayer.
I podižemo jedni druge u molitvi.
In testimony, in songs.
U svjedočanstvu, u pjesmama.
But each and everyone has to recognize his or her own position.
Mora prepoznati svoju poziciju.
Each and everyone has to make that step.
I svako mora napraviti taj korak.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Pognimo naše glave.
Dear Heavenly Father,
dragi nebeski Oče,
there are just not enough words to describe the glorious text we have just read today. And I myself find myself in a position that I believe I do not comprehend the depth, full depth of this word.
Da vjerujem da ne shvaćam punu dubinu ove riječi.
So just help us today, Lord.
Tako pomozi nam danas, Gospode.
Give us faith and revelation.
Daj nam vjere i otkrivenja.
Lord, that we could find out finally and be firmly persuaded that we are sons and daughters of God.
Konačno možemo poznati i biti čvrsto uvjereni da smo sinovi i kćeri Božje.
Lord, and that it would be such a change in our life.
Gospode, da se u našem životu dogodi takva promjena.
That we would really act as sons and daughters
of Holy God. Kao Božje sinovi i kćeri.
We all remember the story about that black boy that came out from Africa being a slave.
Svi znamo tu priču o tom mladiću, sencu koji je došao iz Afrike kao rob.
And everybody was wondering why he is different from the others.
I svako se pitao zašto on drugačiji od drugih.
He ate the same food.
Jeo je istu hranu.
He had the same obligations, demands from the masters.
Imao je iste naredbe i uredbe od gospodara.
Just he was, you know, just living in the same world we are living.
Živio u istom svijetu u kojem mi živimo.
He was living among the unbelievers of this world.
Živio je među nevjernicima ove riječi.
But he knew his position.
Ali on je znao svoju poziciju.
He knew his father.
Znao je svog oca.
He knew he was a son of the king.
Znao da je on sin kralja.
So he acted different than all the others.
Pa se ponašao drugačije od svih drugih.
And that's what we believe, Father.
I to ono što oče vjerujemo.
That we have to project to this world.
Da je to ono što mi trebamo prikazati ovom svijetu.
Knowing that we are sons and daughters of the king.
Znajući da smo mi sinovi i kćeri tog kralja.
Knowing that we have all the promises and all the inheritance.
Znajući da imamo sva obećanja i svu baštinu.
Knowing that we have king's blood in us.
Znajući da imamo kraljevu krv u sebi.
That should have led us to the life that pertains to the royal race.
Koja bi nas trebala dovesti do života koji pripada kraljevskoj rasi.
Lord, thank you once again for all these wonderful services and fellowship we had so far.
Gospode, hvala ti još jedanput za ove divne službe i zajedništvo koje smo imali do sada.
And we would like to ask you for the afternoon that's coming.
Želeli bi te moliti za popodne koje dolazi.
We would like that you anoint the speaker.
Želeli bi da pomažeš govornika.
That the young people's service would find someone unprepared.
I ako služba mladih nađe nekog nepripremljenoga.
So that unprepared believer would want to be prepared.
Tako da se taj nepripremljeni vjernik poželi pripremiti.
And want to surrender fully to you, Lord.
I da želi se potpuno podrediti tebi, Gospodine.
And if it is an unsaved one,
ako je to netko tko nije spašen,
that he might repent, give his life to the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Da bi se pokajao, da bi dao svoj život Gospodu Isusu Kristu i krstio se u ime Gospoda Isusa.
Lord, we are asking for the baptismal service.
Molimo te, Gospode, za službu krstenja.
Let thy glory come.
Neka dođe tvoja slava.
And let that baptism bring up new daughters and new, not new daughters as becoming a daughters, but the ones that finally recognize that they are daughters and sons of God.
Amen. Da bi to krštenje donijelo nove kćeri, ne nove kćeri, nego da bi oni konačno spoznali da su oni sinovi i kćeri Božje.
That they might be sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Da bi bili zapečaćeni Duhom Svetim.
And please send us outpouring of the Holy Ghost at the evening service.
I molimo te da pošalješ izljevanje Duha Svetog u večernjoj službi.
Because we need you badly.
Jer te zaista puno trebamo.
We are failures without you.
Bez tebe smo gubitnici.
But we are winners with you.
Ali s tobom smo pobjednici.
All that we have,
sve što imamo,
is you.
To si ti.
We don't have anything out of you.
Nemamo ništa osim tebe.
Everything we have is within you.
Sve što imamo je u tebi.
So Father, we give you all the thanks and all the glory.
Tako Oče, dajemo ti svu zahvalu i svu slavu.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
U ime Gospoda Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Da li ste uživali u službi? Zaista, ja sam uvek srećan kad brat Uroš propoveda, zato što uvek donese drugi stil. Drugi način. Ja taj način zaista volim, Zato što pokazuje koliko je naš Bog veliki. Pismo kaže u poslanici Rimljanima da je carstvo Božije pravda, radost i mir u Svetome Duhu. A jednom je Isus poslao svoje učenike i rekao je, kad uđete u neki dom, u neku kuću, recite mir ovome domu i mir ovoj kući, i ako je sin mira u njoj, vaš mir će preći na njega. Ako nije, vaš mir će se vratiti ka vama. I tako taj mir koji Uroš širi je nešto što ja zaista, zaista volim i jedva čekam da dođe da propoveda. Jako mi je žao što ga ne slušamo češće. Zato što širi mir, Boži mir oko sebe. Mir svoj dajem vam, mir svoj ostavljam vam. Neka ga Bog izobilno blagoslovi za ove velike stvari koje je izgovorio danas. I zaista verujem da će ove propovedi i reči koje su izgovoreni postati naše otkrivenje, a onda i naše iskustvo. Da Paljku opetati pesmu.
Počeka Gospoda novu snagu do ovih dana. Evo ćemo gledati.
Tako ostaje mi da vas podsjetim da ste, da vas, ćemo se svi ovdje skupiti u 2 popodne na omladinskom skupu. Do tada uživajte u ručku, odmorite se i pripremite se za nove blagoslove.